Yes, I think we were talking about movies that can't or should not be remade, since remaking either way, because remaking has been like all the rage in Hollywood, especially like the live action remakes from Disney and stuff like that
for like the last 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's definitely been an ongoing trend. I guess I'll let you guys start. What do you think are some of like obvious ones that should never be remade? And then we can go to other ones that maybe are not as obvious.
When you say remade, do you mean a direct remake, or do you mean even, or would you even include like a spiritual successor? Like where, you know, like let me give you an example. A lot of people would say that Die Hard has been remade like 15 times because Speed is basically like Die Hard on a bus, you know?
I can see that. I mean, but it is still a different movie. I think the idea
I totally think it's a different movie. I'm just saying,
yeah,
you're talking more like a direct remake.
No, because a remake is like something borderline has the same title. Like, you know, there was a remake of, for example, there was a remake of Psycho that really, really shouldn't have been remade.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There was recently like that Hulu movie, The White Man Can't Jump, which was also a classic. Like, I don't think that one should have been remade. But I didn't see
the remake, but I can't imagine it was as good as the original.
Yeah. And I guess that could be a spring off like point, like for the subject is like, I understand why White Men Can't Jump makes sense, because there's a young culture that's into basketball and into street ball and all this stuff and social media and all this crap. And they're not the type of people that tend to watch old movies. So to introduce them to this, you know, to another movie and kind of revamp it to modern times, I sort of understand that. But examples of movies that you really should not remake, like the top off my head would be Wizard of Oz, Godfather, Star Wars, the original trilogy. Like anybody trying to remake those movies just with new technology, but same story. I just feel like that's just, it's just sacrilege. I don't know. It just makes no sense to me.
J.J. Abrams almost did it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's more of a spiritual. Yeah, but you know, like Citizen Kane.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
but there's a few of these movies that, you know, if you want an example of a movie that could be remade, even though it's like a classic, like I can see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest being remade. I mean, that's like an Oscar winner and everything. But yeah, could you make it again in 20, 30 years? For a new generation, I would say that's more of a possibility than say The Godfather.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. I would argue that as a blanket statement, you know, that a safe bet would, or like a safe way to say this would be classic movies. If it's the best picture winner or something like that, it tends to give you the idea that maybe this is a movie that was made right and doesn't need a remake ever, kind of thing, right? But then before I really say that, I think it stands to reason that it's worth pointing out, is a better way of putting it, that many Oscar-winning films have been remade, and some of them very successfully. So what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, the recent example is Spielberg doing West Side Story, which was an Oscar winner.
I've still never seen the original or the other earlier versions, but from what I've been told, Star is Born was done twice, I think, already before the recent one.
Yeah, although that one has, you know, A Star is Born, I think the reason why a movie like that is more ripe for remakes is because it's got the element of bringing a famous musician into the movie. You can bring a different musician in, but
that just goes to show that it can be done, is all I'm saying.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Basically, I'll stand by my position that anything with Greta Garbo is remakeable.
Okay. I didn't know you had that position.
I did know that you had that position.
She was the worst actress in the history of mankind.
No, I don't know about that, but that's pretty.
Basically, her mannerisms on set were basically the same that I had when I was going through alcohol withdrawal, and my body was just like thrusting against my will. I mean, she is that bad of an actress. She is awful. she was that bad. Yeah. So the Grand Hotel. Yeah. Remake it. The Painted Veil. Yeah. Remake it.
They did.
Remake it again. it was already remade. Remake it again. I don't care.
I thought the one with Naomi Watts was really good.
Yeah. Greta Garbo was absolute trash.
Let us know how you really feel.
You know, if you want to talk about a movie that would be not only shouldn't be remade, but just would be really tough to pull off, almost like the Psycho thing, yeah, is Chinatown.
Oh. Yeah.
I just don't think that movie is just so precise.
Yeah.
And so specific, like, to what it was and the actors in it and the feel of it. I just don't think you can duplicate that. You know, it's, I think there's some Scorsese movies that you can say the same thing, like a Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, Goodfellas. You can't, it's just, they're like lightning in a bottle. You can't really, even Scorsese himself, like, will try to make them again and will fail, you know.
I recently read an article. Never mind. I didn't read the article. It was total clickbait. But Michael J. Fox was recently interviewed and said that he, I believe this is not a direct quote, but something to the effect of, I don't think that the Back to the Future movies need a remake or ever should be remade, but I'm confident that someone will soon.
That's a good one. I did see that article, and and I do think they shouldn't be remade, because they really are the true classics of time travel. Like, it's so timeless. It's, they have such a big following.
They're awesome.
No pun intended. Timeless. But but I guess, what are examples of, you know, I mean, they did a remake of RoboCop. I mean, that makes sense. It's just an action.
Yeah, but it was trash.
Yeah, but still, but
I think you could remake RoboCop. I think that movie could
have. It wasn't as good as the original. Yeah.
It was trash. Also, they did a remake of Total Recall. It was also trash. It could have been good. It was better than RoboCop, but it was still bad, because they changed some of the best elements of people's script. I think it was people's script, wasn't it? Anyway, not important. But then for every two of those that sucked, then they also remade Dread, and that one was way better. So,
yeah, it was a slightly better movie than the
slightly.
It was better. It was definitely better.
I'm
definitely looking forward to Edgar Wright's Running Man.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. Ones that I don't think, I'll just say, I can't think of anything that Quentin Tarantino has made that I would ever want anyone to remake.
Yeah, there's no way to remake. Especially Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. I just think that's impossible.
I don't think you're going to be able to capture Jackie Brown the same way. I don't think you are going to be able to do even his more recent movies. I just don't see it. You know, I don't see anyone else doing it right ever. Why would you? You know.
Yeah, no, and maybe that's a good point. Just the singular vision of certain directors. They just have this. It's a very, very specific style that they have. That to remake those movies,
I mean, it's also just Tarantino as a writer.
Yeah.
In this
sense.
I mean, like, people just don't write like him, and. I mean, it's fucking hard, you know. So, you know, just try to imagine rewriting Pulp Fiction, like any of the dialogue. There are like maybe two people who write dialogue like Quentin Tarantino does, and one of them is David Mamet. I don't know. Fill in the other one.
No, I mean, I think I don't think they write the same way, but there's definitely examples of very good dialogue writers
as well.
Yeah, as well. Like, I mean, Aaron Sorkin is definitely a big one, and
he's really good.
Yeah,
and you know, and Paul Thomas Anderson, some of his dialogue is really solid. Definitely up there. But
his last movie wasn't better.
I mean, it was very, very good. You didn't like it as much, but that's okay.
We're still talking about four people.
Yeah, yeah. No. There's definitely. I mean, yeah. I guess we veered off to the subject, but yeah. I mean, it's. But maybe that's a good point. There's something very singular about certain filmmakers, whether it's the writing style or the filmmaking style, that is just it's tough to duplicate. I guess it's an argument for Paul Verhoeven of all people. That
right? You know, yeah, two of his movies we just mentioned, and if they tried to remake them, they were both bad.
There's no way to remake like Starship Troopers.
No, they tried making sequels, and they were all awful. I was gonna say this while I totally agree with that trend. We were just that little bit we were just talking about. I think other singular movies too, just like I just threw this on there. I don't like Bridge on the River Kwai. I mean, like, I guess you could try to remake it. Is it going to be even remotely as good? Probably not.
And even more so, I mean, that is my favorite movie, David Lynn movie, but you know, a bigger example, of course, is the elephant in the room is Lawrence of Arabia. I mean, that one is so popular. It's certain movies, just if nothing else, it would just be a huge undertaking. But at the same time, if to think of like action movies that, you know, probably shouldn't be remade but are not like, say, classic is, you know, Independence Day, I don't think should be remade.
Certainly not.
Yeah, there's definitely a few of them that are just so you know what I can see maybe being remade, even though it's like almost like a classic bad movie, is as Demolition Man, actually.
If someone had a great script, I could see that being remade. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones that'll, it probably wouldn't surpass the original, but you could do some fun stuff that would be a little different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I am curious, like, when I noticed, like, when I was looking up that Barry Jenkins, like, his next movie, the Lion King movie that he's making. When I read that the synopsis for that is that it's essentially the plot of Godfather 2, just, you know, with Simba being Pacino and his dad being De Niro, in a way.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so apparently he's making a... And I don't know if this is the case. I just know that I read the synopsis. You shared this thing with us about, like, the making fun of, like, Disney remakes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember that he was making a Lion King movie, Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight and, you know, Beale Street, If Beale Street Could Talk, and the Underground Railroad, and like all artsy projects. But all of a sudden, I don't know. I don't know if it's live action or animated, but in any case, and it's
like they're going to use lions.
It's a sequel prequel. Like it's going to be the two stories. It's going to be Simba as he takes over the pride and comes into, you know, his powers prime. And while being intercut with the past, when his father, Mufasa, right?
Yes.
He became the leader of the pride, like when he rose to, so it's essentially Godfather 2. That's kind of like
what's... fucking Christ.
I don't know if I could be simultaneously more confused, intrigued, and horrified all at the same time.
Yeah, and it's by someone who did an Oscar-winning movie. Yeah. But for some reason, and I think he did that because he's probably going for an all-black cast and stuff, because it's Africa, it's lions, you know, it's he's going for, like...
So it is going to be humans. It's not going to be, like, lions.
No. But what I'm saying is that, like, I think it's going to be animals.
It's going to be black actors.
Black actors voicing them, but...
Oh, okay.
But he's going to make it, like, very authentic, very cultural, very, you know, I have a feeling. That's the assumption that I'm getting. Like somebody who is, like, came from the independent world is not going to go off and make a Lion King movie that's just, like junk Disney. He had, like, an agenda. Like, he had, like, no reason to make that movie. He had this idea, and he wanted to explore that idea, and maybe it's a risk, hopefully it's going to be good. I don't know. I mean, I can only root for people that are extremely talented to do something right.
I didn't see the Disney cash grab studios, which is what I call their live action remakes department. I didn't see the live air quotes live action remake that they did in 2019 of The Lion King, but I mean, all I can say is Jon Favreau started out as an independent filmmaker, right? I mean, he's made phenomenal films, and nothing in that trailer made me want to watch that movie.
I did watch the live action Mulan, and after I was done with it, I was just like, yeah, I'm done. No.
That one broke me as well.
Like, Disney over. This is,
I'm not over with Disney. I'm just over with Disney cash grab
studio. That movie was such garbage.
I agree with you.
I won't watch anything from Disney until they show me that Kathleen Kennedy is dead.
That's extreme.
And that they're actually listening to reason. I mean, Mulan was such bullshit that I can't even really put it into words. I mean, it's just like the animated movie was kind of cool, right?
You know, kind of, like, cool. It's like one of the best movies they've ever made.
Yeah, I mean, she had obstacles. She needed to actually climb.
It's one of the greatest female empowerment movies of all time.
Right, exactly. I haven't seen
it. I guess I should watch it.
It's outstanding. If I ever had to become a, like, you know, like a junior college film professor and teach movies to people, when I tried to teach them about making a montage, Mulan would be one of the four films that I would show them.
Yeah, I guess I should make that the next movie with the kids.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is your youngest?
He's 4, almost 5.
You showed him Coco, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he's seen Coco. Yeah.
Let's just say he'll probably be fine. He'll probably be fine. Let's just say there's a higher death count. There's a higher death toll, body count in Mulan than there is in others, because it's literally about war.
Yeah, I mean, they saw Prince of Egypt. I mean, that's
they're fine. They're fine.
For Passover. That reminds me, I need to log Snow White for them. Oh, yeah, Val Kilmer was Moses, right?
Yeah, and I think so. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I think Goldblum was in that, too.
Possibly. Yeah, oh, yeah, Aaron. He was Aaron, no? He's his brother.
I think so. Pretty sure.
Yeah. So it's good. It's good. It was useful, because I wasn't going to show them the Charlton Heston ones yet.
Oh, no?
So, no, it's too long, and it's live action. And
they would probably lose interest. I get you.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, you know, it's I might try. They survived the Sound of Music. They're actually into Sound of Music. They watched it twice now. Sound of Music.
That's a good movie.
But the musical interludes kind of hold it together.
It helps that the Sound of Music is largely about kids too. There's a whole bunch of kid characters.
Yeah, it helps. But I think they might be, especially because they know the Passover story. I think they might survive. I might next Passover. I might attempt it. The Ten Commandments.
Hmm.
The real deal.
Huh. Nice. When are you going to show him Ben-Hur?
Yeah, that's further down the line. We'll get there eventually. There's a movie that wasn't like Ben-Hur. I mean, they remade, of course, they did the recent Exodus thing. But no,
they remade Ben-Hur.
They remade Ben-Hur as well, right? Recently.
Let me look real quick. I think it lost a ton of money.
2016.
Was it 2016?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the there you go. That's Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments. Those are movies that should have not been remade, but
yeah, absolutely.
That's on the level of Lawrence of Arabia and Ben-Hur. I like the fact that they, much like My Name, they hyphen it. Yeah.
Son of Her.
according
to Box Office Mojo, the 2019 Ben-Hur, does it have its budget here? I don't know if it talked. Yeah, oh, there it is. $100 million to make this movie. Domestically, it made 26. Internationally, it made 67 for a grand total of 94. They lost $6 million on that movie. And that's probably doesn't count the cost they did to market the film, I bet.
Yeah, they I guess they learned their lesson there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't even know for sure, but I don't remember it having a star. I mean, you go from Charlton Heston to someone that's not even a household name. It probably doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, exactly, because the story doesn't have any recognition to it. I mean, it's
one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, exactly, but the people who love that old movie would just rewatch the old movie. They're not going to watch a new version of it. It's not like there was anything wrong with the original movie.
Absolutely.
It's like the special effects weren't good enough. I mean, you know, it was very adequate.
I mean, that was a Timur Bekmambetov film. That's funny. I don't want to sound like I'm talking trash. It's just that guy's made some bad movies. but no.
It's the Night Watch director.
Yeah, well, that was a good movie. But Jack Houston was Judah Ben-Hur. What has he done? Has he done anything? He was a character in American Hustle, but I don't remember who. Anyway.
What are you going to do?
Oh, and he was in this movie that I wanted to show you guys.
I was going to say, speaking whatever. Of movies that can't be remade, yeah. I think probably to some degree every Kubrick movie can't be remade.
I was kind of going to mention something about that.
Maybe some. I mean, I know Lolita was remade, at least another adaptation of the book. Jeremy Irons.
The Shining was remade.
Well, The Shining was the miniseries. I mean,
yeah,
yeah, I like
that book counts.
Yeah, book adaptations. I feel like it's easier to, and technically, most of Kubrick's movies are book adaptations. So. But I don't think anybody is ever going to attempt to remake 2001. I mean, they attempted to make a sequel and it didn't work, but
yeah.
That's definitely a movie.
I was going to mention that too, because I was looking at my movies earlier and I was like, I saw a Full Metal Jacket and I was like, is anything he's ever made something that should ever even be attempted? Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. Especially, definitely not. I would say 2001 and Dr. Strangelove and to some degree, A Clockwork Orange, because there's something about those three movies that is just so pitch perfect. And I think mainly The Shining and Lolita is because the books are so famous. I mean, like at least in the case of The Shining. Shining the author is famous, but Lolita is just again, the author is just so famous that, you know, it's, you're gonna find someone who wants to remake the novel.
I think anytime the book is beloved and then it gets made, even if it's made really well, you're always gonna have those people who are lovers of the book who will try to convince financiers and film studios, like, oh, if we just put this in and we just put this in that was left out, it's gonna be so much better. So, like, for better or worse, you know, sometimes better, but for better or worse, you know, it's like, I think we, like, you're right. With any novelization remake, you will probably get somebody doing it eventually.
And there is an argument to be made that, like, Kubrick's Lolita was very, very limited because of the restrictions and all that. Things that, themes that he couldn't really explore deeply enough in the book that I did see, if I'm not mistaken, I saw, if not the whole thing, most of it, the Jeremy Irons version. And it's like, if I'm not mistaken, it's almost like all out sex they're having there. Whereas, like, everything is very, very insinuated, like in Kubrick's Lolita. So.
Yeah. Is there anything that jumps out at you guys as something that definitely should be remade or could easily?
To be improved upon?
Yeah.
Anything with Greta Garbo.
We
Yeah, we covered that. No, I mean, I can see there's definitely you can always come up with movies that I mean, obviously Casablanca shouldn't be remade. But then you look at some of those other movies from that period that could be, I mean, there might be something there that is worth remaking. To some degree,
sure.
Like because of lack of yeah, again, technology, things like that.
That's the reason what you just said right now. That's the reason why, even though I think the original King Kong is like a phenomenal movie, I don't really get mad about the fact that they've remade it like three times and with other various spin-offs and stuff like that, because it's like, it's a movie about a 50 something foot ape. You know, it's like, you know, people are going to want to try. You know, they're going to want to see how real they can make it.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm thinking mostly is technological restraints and how you can improve on it, especially if it's not like a classic.
Personally, after seeing what they did with Bumblebee, I would have loved for them to Hasbro to try and just start fresh and, you know, salt the earth and do a completely fresh Transformers franchise, because this one that's coming out soon doesn't look good.
It seems like they're attempting. I mean, Optimus Prime and looks failing. Like Optimus Prime. I mean, he doesn't look like a cockroach. I mean, it seems like so. That's improvement. But yes, I don't know how.
Yeah, but we're talking about baby steps of improvements. I'm talking about, like, let's start fresh with a whole new feel, a whole new direction, a whole, you know, like the way that Bumblebee was. You know,
yeah.
Like, if they were to step further into that direction, don't just take a step in that direction. Like, go even further than that movie did. You know, and just start a whole new franchise. I would back that, you know, just.
Yeah. At this point, it might take another reboot, but it seems
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying don't continue the story. Reboot. Start fresh.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it does seem like they're trying to go for some similar visual representation to what the animated show was. Some of the characters, at least, they're not bringing a lot of them back, but they're also adding a lot of other ones like those beasts.
Yeah,
but you know, it's fine. I don't get it. Like, everybody's so into nostalgia, like, we'll make all this nostalgia stuff, and then Transformers, like, fuck it, we don't want nostalgia, we want to completely revamp it and not do anything similar to what the animated show was that everybody loved. It's like, everything else you like lean on is nostalgia, like, you know, the Super Mario, he looks like Super Mario, he doesn't look like a cockroach, you know.
And that movie made like $100 million or $1 billion or something like that. I don't even know what it made. It made a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the Transformers movies did well, but who cares? But but it's just definitely not for me, unfortunately. Bumblebee was not bad. Yeah. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.